Investment into the fishery sector over the years has not been inspiring. In 2015, out of the 59 million Ghana cedis representing 5.3% of the total oil revenues allocated from the annual budget funding amount ABFA to agriculture, the fisheries and aquaculture sector received 799,000 Ghana cedis. 46,000 was spent on the rehabilitation of the fisheries lab at Tema, while 752,000 Ghana cedis was used on the construction of the fisheries college. As the lamentations of the fisher folks reached the politicians contesting the 2016 general elections, what plans do the political parties have for the fisheries sector? Will oil and gas revenue play a role in alleviating the plight of the fisher folks? The NDC in its 2016 manifesto promised to eliminate the use of unapproved nets and unauthorized methods of fishing, complete the construction of landing sites, ensure adequate and timely supply of premise fuel, continue the expansion in cage fishing farming on the Volta Lake and other water bodies, among other pledges. The MPP also promised to develop a sustainable fisheries sector by ensuring the availability, effective and transparent distribution of premise fuel to the fisher folks, eliminate import duties on fishing equipment, enforce the laws against pear trawling and other illegal fishing practices, as well as build landing site and storage facilities, among other interventions when voted to power. The other political parties have also outlined laudable programs for the sector. Funding for these projects has not been clearly spelled out in the manifestos. There is nowhere in the manifestos where the political parties have indicated their intention to use oil revenues to support the fisher folks based on the dictates of the Petroleum Revenue Management Act. But what are the real issues confronting the fisher folks? Ni Odamite is a chief fisherman in Tema New Town canoe landing site, where about 750 canoes engage in artisanal fishing.
Our sector also is helping the nation. It's helping the nation a lot, because now you can see there's no job for everybody. The species are depleting in our ocean, and we are complaining that the fishery sector has to get research boats, not one, about four, in the four fishing regions, so that they can detect where we can go, where we should not go, so that we can revive the sea. Because now we are in the computer world. If we do research, we protect our ocean, the import percentage will reduce. But if we are not doing more research or to protect our industry, then we are going to import more. That will rise the economy, because we are importing with dollar.
We understand there are some bad practices ongoing, like light fishing, using chemicals to fish. Are you experiencing that? And then pear trawling.
Oh, I can say the chemicals are still going on, but the pear trawling we are not hearing, because now the ministry and the GPHE have set up is detecting the pear trawling, is catching them. But the chemicals, for instance, is going on. Before we travel to Togo, after we finish our season, July, August, September, when we finish, before our fisher folks travels to Togo. But nowadays, we are in the season and they started moving to Togo. This can tell you that we are contaminating the sea. So the species are running down to Togo, which is very bad.
Is light fishing also going on?
It's also going on.
In 2012, politicians made a lot of promises to you that they will do this, they will do that for you. Have they fulfilled those promises?
Yes, when the late president came, he established the landing beach committees, those who are in charge of the premise sales. Frankly speaking, from Weston to Volta embraced the ideas of the late president, that a lot of the incomes, the interest from the premise sales, have been used to build clinics, toilet facilities, kindergarten, schools, dormitories, and what have you. So I'm so appreciative of the ideas that was brought by the late president, which the current president also embraced it and follow it. Because before, people are selling and they are taking the interest with their families, but now it belongs to the community. Now for Tema, for instance, we are building hostel. We have pumped in about getting to 4 billion old Ghana cedis.
To build what?
Big hostel, big facility for Maya Technical Secondary. We are building hostel for them. Money from the premise income. So this is what the country have to do. Government cannot do all, but the community that are also enjoying what the government has subsidized, then the subsidized interest have to be used to develop the area.
The premise, do you get the quantity that you need for the landing site at Tamanuta?
Yes, when we got to the season, we approached the premise secretariat. We talked to them. They also know the situation at Tema, because we do not sell to the fisher folks living in Tema alone. Any fisherman is a fisherman. So we sell to everybody. Now they have increased our consignment. Before, we are getting 3 tankers in the week, but now they have increased it to 5 in the week.
In the Petroleum Revenue Management Act, government has been charged to spend money from the oil revenues for the modernization of agriculture, of which fisheries is a subsector. Have you benefited from any project that was financed using oil revenues?
I'm aware of that, but for Tema, we haven't received such.
The political parties are coming out with their manifesto. Some have already outdoored their manifesto. What do you think they should do regarding the oil money so that you can also benefit?
For the oil revenues, the portion of the agriculture sector, which we the fisher folks are part of it, I'm appealing to the next government or the next president, whether John Dramani Mahama or Nana Akufo-Addo, who comes as a president. We are appealing with the fisher folks that the oil revenue they have to use to help with the fishing industry, because technology is coming out. So those oil revenue which we have portion in it have to buy set technologies to share for the fisher foods. That's what we want. And also scholarships have to come out for the children of the fisher food, as they are doing for the cocoa farmers. Then we can also be happy. So we are appealing to our leaders to use those revenues judiciously.
The procurement of your fishing gears, are the fishing gears available? Are they affordable? Are you able to get them for your activities?
Yeah, for the fishing gears, because the dollar is rising up, the fishing gears also are going up, because we are not producing them here. We are dealing with dollar and other currencies. So if those currencies are rising up, then the price of the gears are also going up. If you go to Japan Motors, for instance, our motor costs about 11,500. It costs like that. So if we say that the fishing gears, the price are low, then we are denying, because the dollar rate goes high, then the GS price also goes high. Before, we have companies here who produce net and some hook and lines materials, but now they are no more there. So we appeal, if it is private owns, the government have to come to support, so that we can also produce the net and the rope and the lead, the floaters, the life jacket and the GPS, what have you. We have to get them established here so that we can produce for our fisher foods. Now, because the industry is having a lot of population, people working around the industry are many.
Government has been subsidizing the Abo motor and the gears. Have you benefited?
We have benefited a lot.
The subsidized one, how much do you get?
The subsidized ones is 6,000. So it is about 4,000 that have been reduced, taken off the actual payment we have to pay. Before, plan was put down that mini Abos will be set up, so that if the tide is rough, those around our vicinities will go and hide there. I'm appealing to the president that it should work out, so that some of our oil revenues have to be used to build us mini abos. If Teshin get one, then if people from La Osu can come and hide there if the tide is rough. If one is built at Nungo or Pampram, then those around that area will run and come and hide there. So we are appealing to the government. They should help us so that we also protect our GS or the logistic we have. For the oil money, the oil is being exported on the ocean. We do fishing there, we exploit business there. So how the oil was found, we cannot do fishing over that area again. And so we have to go beyond. And if you are going beyond that, then you have to use a lot of fuel. Then your expenses used for one trip will go high. So we are appealing to the government. The money we are getting on oil, we are not saying because oil is being found on the ocean, we the fisher folks have to benefit alone. No, it's a nationwide property. So all of us have to benefit from the oil revenue. You see, if you go to coastal communities, we are the poorest.
I traveled to Pong, a fishing community along the Volta River, to meet Divine Otumi Kate and Blackmore Yohopo, who have been fishing for several years. The inland fisher folks also have peculiar challenges. The fishmongers who buy the tilapia and other fish species from the fishermen were busily marketing their fish to customers when I visited.
6 for 30 Ghana and 7 for 30 Ghana.
Sister. The challenges we face is the help that we have on the water. Mostly, it covers the surface of where the fish do lay egg.
You mean the weed?
The weed. It now covers all the place that we fish. And for now, it serves as a source of feeding place for the fish. The big ones are not able to be coming out.
Every election year, you see politicians giving promises. Vote for us, we'll do this for you. Vote for us, we'll do this. What do you want to say to them?
What I know is better government that we are after. So I only urge my colleagues to look at the better government that will, take the country very well for us. As the law says, agriculture and fishing too is part of it. I think without agriculture, one cannot live, because when one is at the office, one day to be on the fields to be farming. So if money is not being pushed in agriculture, I think we are having problem in this case. So I think it is good when some of the money is being used to help the agriculture, farming and fishing also as well. It will help. We like it.
I'm Black Moyo Hopo. We are the inland fishermen here. The problem we are having is the net is there, but we don't get the money. So it is expensive for us. So if the government can subsidize it for us, we will be happy. There is a dynamite issue here.
Dynamite
issue. We talk these things about so many years now, but the government is not helping. The Navy will come, they go, then the people still are doing the dynamite blasting.
They are blasting the fish in the water.
Yes, they are blasting the fish in the waters. So that makes the work here is difficult for us. We don't get enough fish to catch again. So if the government can do something for us, the serious one we are having is the dynamite blasting. If they can do something for us, we will be happy.
Somebody also talked about the weed.
The weed there, we leave it to the VRA people, because now the weed is covering the surface of the waters. We don't know what to do. We can't take it to. Manpower cannot do it. You look at the weed there. Unless they bring some machine. The machine is being brought there, but it is not working.
So is the weed affecting your work?
It's affecting it a lot.
How?
It's covering where we have been getting the fish. It's covered that areas. So we can't get place to make the fishing. So it is difficult for us to get the fish.
Now, we are going for election and politicians are campaigning. You'll be voting for them. What will you want to tell them?
The politicians, they're always politicians. They will come and deceive you and then go. So we have nothing to say. We are crying for them if they can help. Finish.
So will you be voting?
I will be voting. If I don't vote too, the person maybe I want to come and rule us will not come. So I will vote.
Now we have oil. When they made the law about the money that will come from the oil side, how to use it, the Petroleum Revenue Management Act, when they made that law, they said a portion of the money that they will get from oil should be spent on agriculture. They call it agricultural modernization. Have you benefited from any oil money since we started the production of oil?
No. If we are part of the nation, they should remember us. Then give us some. This is what I'm saying. We should be a part of the revenue they are sharing.
Given the strategic importance of the agricultural sector to the Ghanaian economy, the Public Interest and Accountability Committee, PIAC, recommends that a sizable proportion of future petroleum revenues, higher than the 11% so far disbursed to the sector over the past 5 years, should be channeled into agriculture to help transform the sector and boost productivity. As the fisher folks go to the polls this year, one can only hope that they will cast their votes wisely in order to have their share of the oil and gas revenues and investment from other sources to enhance their operations. Their fate is in the hands of the next elected government. For Ghana Today, Dominic Kranji reporting.